The process to destroy what's considered secondary waste at the plant is now underway. Nearly 5% of the containerized rocket warheads contaminated with GB nerve agent have been drained as of the beginning of this week. Destruction of the warheads contaminated with VX is set to begin in November. Discussions to transition the plant's workforce to other local jobs have been made as plant operations begin to wind down. Craig Williams is co-chair of both the Citizens Advisory Commission and Community Advisory Board. He's been involved with the talks to get companies established in Richmond as part of the transition.
They recognize the advantage of transferring some of this workforce to their objectives because of the highly trained, highly skilled, highly security cleared personnel that are going to be transitioning out of the demill process.
Phase one of the plant's closure involves the decontamination of the facilities. It will finish by the end of 2025. Phase two, which involves those facilities' demolition, will begin after. Ron Hink is the project manager at Bechtel Parsons Bluegrass, whose workforce oversaw the destruction of the depot's stockpile.
It's over a year before we really start dropping significant numbers. So we've got a period of time to stand up that effort, establish those relationships with other industries that will be looking for, a pretty good workforce.
More than half of the plant's workforce was hired locally. As of July, the total number of Bechtel workers number nearly 1,500. I'm Shepard Snyder in Richmond.